produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
My friends, welcome to a Better Broken radio broadcast. I am your host, Angie West. One of my favorite verses is Psalms 34:18, which says, "The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit." Each program I have shared how your brokenness is a big deal to God. If you're His child, He promises to take care of you and your broken pieces of life. Whether you're His child or not, He promises that He loves you unconditionally, and He wants for you to become His child. He wants for you to know that He loves you. He promises that He will take care of His own. He wants for us to choose Him alone over anything else in our lives. The plans of this show is to continue to build up, to encourage you, and to share more testimonials like mine in order to give further help in broken lives. I want to inspire you that you can know that you can overcome battles of your life. You can move past the brokenness in your life. By sharing my personal testimonials and other testimonies like mine, I teach how I chose to become a better broken. From my personal experiences, using scripture from the Bible to glean upon, I teach you how you too can overcome any battles of brokenness in your life that you might face. My intention for this show is to review some of the main points of my books and to turn those points around into things that we are dealing with today, right now in our lives. In the introduction of the book for teenagers, I stated, it's plain and simple. Our lives will involve tribulations. John 16:33 states, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I want to go back and emphasize on some things to remind us of the things that the Lord has taught me in my personal life, and I hope that He will be teaching you also as I go through these things. The trials that you experience will be a great testimony to somebody else one day. Someday, we will all be able to look back to this time in our lives and be a blessing and a help to someone else. God can carry us through our broken times, and He can help us to build off of the trials of our lives. My husband and I were talking about the challenges that we have faced this year in 2020. Especially the challenges that our 2020 seniors have faced. I'm not a bragger, but I am going to stop and brag for just a minute. These kids, the graduates of 2020, have battled so much over the past 8 months of their lives, but I have seen them thrive regardless of what they've been through. They could have let so much bring them down as we've all been shut down due to the pandemic. I mean, they could have all been driven to the point of quitting. But I see young people, including my own son, that have continued to grow and live through all of the circumstances that they have faced. Missing out on certain activities that are only once-in-a-lifetime activities could have been damaging psychologically, and I'm sure that it could have created some psychological problems or fear in their lives. But these kids are becoming some of the strongest young people that I have personally known in my life. Most that I personally know have started college or trade school, or they have found good jobs. And I have witnessed my own son, his emotional highs and lows in his life. Yet, he still desires and thrives to do the best that he can in all that he does and is doing so right now. These kids have dealt with some of the most discouraging and challenging times in their lives, yet nothing has stopped them. We as adults can learn a lot of things from our precious children that have gone through and these things and are now entering into the adult world. And I wanted to talk about these things for just a few minutes. Some things that I have personally learned as I've watched my own son go through the things that he's gone through over this shutdown and the pandemic and just the different challenges that they've had to face in their lives. We all realize and know that these seniors that lost about 2 to 3 months of their last few days and weeks in school. I know that my son personally was looking forward to his prom that he never received. He was looking forward to the awards banquets that they have for academics or sports and different things like that that he never received and will receive back. He was looking forward to walking through the hallways of the kindergarteners with their caps and gowns on and inspiring young people to stay in school and to continue on their course so that they can be like them when they grow up. And he was never able to walk through those halls. And even he mentioned today that the teachers that had a big influence in his life, that he was in school with before the shutdown, he was never able to even tell them goodbye. And so these kids have been through so much, But yet, even after hearing other testimonials from other kids outside of my own son, they all seem to want to do more for their lives. They want to thrive. They want for things to be back to normal so that they can thrive in their lifetimes. And you can imagine the things that they face in their lives as they're preparing for their futures, the fears and the different things that they face right now. Probably things that none of us have ever had to face in our time of changing from childhood to or teenage years to adults that these kids are having to face and think about. And so I have personally learned so much from my own child as he has been through these things and different levels of highs and lows of life. And I wanted to share some points that, just 3 points that I have learned personally, and I think would be a blessing to you as well. And I know that some of you parents out there probably have seniors from last year that have gone through the same things that my son has gone through. And I think of you often, parents, as we watch our children thrive from the pandemic and the shutdown and such. And I think of you who have raised your children to and continue to raise your children to spread out their wings and to fly through these hard times. And I just wanted to be a blessing to you all today. And so many are suffering from different battles and tragedies in life, from death of a loved one, to losing jobs, to losing all that you've had, to maybe going through some hard times with your child or children. Maybe one of your children have rebelled and turned the wrong way. My prayer is to be an encouragement to you, no matter what you've been through. And so listen to these points as I walk through these and I read them to you. I really believe that they will be a blessing. Number one, they had these kids, these 2020 seniors had no clue that the pandemic shutdown was going to cause them to lose their last couple of months of high school. They had no clue throughout their whole first part of their senior year that this was going to happen. And along with several special senior activities and recognitions that they lost, they had not a clue that this was going to happen. In reality, what we can learn from this is that none of us know what tomorrow holds. As it says in James 4, verses 14 through 15, "Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that." We do not know what will be with it, what will happen to us tomorrow. We will not know who will be with us tomorrow or who will not be with us tomorrow. We do not know if tomorrow we will hold a job or if we will lose a job. We do not know if we will wake up out of our own bed ourselves, or if we will die in our sleep. There is only one person who knows what tomorrow holds, and his name is Jesus Christ. He is the only one that can prepare us for the present or for the future, as it says in Proverbs 16, verse 9. "A man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps." In my A Better Broken for Youth book, in the chapter questions under the chapter titled Buried Brokenness, I stated, "It is never the Lord's intention for evil things to happen in our lives," as it says in Jeremiah 29:11. "Trials fall on the just and the unjust. We cannot earn our way to heaven, nor can we earn a perfect life from tribulations by living for Him. He promises to give peace in tribulations if we are His child. But never once does he promise that we will not have tribulations, as it says in Matthew 5, verses 45. Instead of blaming God in our times of trials and tribulations, let us pour out all of our burdens to the one who sees, hears, and knows and understands all that we are going through. Leave tomorrow in the Lord's hands and live every day to its fullest, as it says in Matthew 6, verse 34. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. God wants for us to focus on each day serving Him. Each day we should live our fullest. And that's what I'm seeing these seniors of 2020 do. They are trying their best to live each day to their fullest. No matter what obstacles they have faced, most of them have faced from the shutdown of their senior year to college, the first semester of college not being normal. They're having to do most of their classes online, and it's more challenging and more stressful than normal. If you can imagine not being able to go into a classroom to hear and see teachers instruct, and not only our seniors who are now college students going through this, but all of our school children are going through this. So many of them, including my own daughter, have chosen or are being forced to do online schooling. And it's so much more challenging as I help and watch my children try to thrive throughout these hard times. And God wants for us to try to do our best in everything that we do in our lives. And so that's what we try to teach our children. We try to install into our children to do their best in all things that they do. And it is, even though it's challenging in this time phase of our lives, that's what we want to and need to continually teach our children to do. No matter what we may face in life, we must thrive and carry on and live each day as if it was the last. And so, as we're trying to teach our children this and our young adults this, we need to remember these things ourselves as adults. I am bad about trying to look into the future and trying to predict the future or to live for the future. But I have learned throughout these past few months, I guess it's been 8 months since the pandemic, I have learned personally to give each day to God, to try my best to live each day to the fullest, because we do not know what tomorrow holds. Not only do we not know what tomorrow may hold if we are alive here on earth, we don't know if tomorrow the Lord could come back. He could come back at any minute, any second. And we as Christians fall so short from being what He wants for us to be because we are looking into the things of this world and we're trying to survive through this world. But God wants for us to live each day for Him. And I am guilty just as well as anybody else. I do not do the things that I should do as a Christian, as I'm striving daily in my life. I do not always put God first in my life, and I do not always seek Him when I might hit a hard phase in my lifetime. But that's what God wants for us to do, to learn from those hard times and then to lean more upon Him in each thing that we may go through. So that was my first point. Is to live each day to its fullest. May we encourage our kids to live each day to its fullest. May we encourage one another to live each day in its fullest. And the second thing that my son and watching other young people that have gone through things this year, the one thing that my son has held on to is the fact that he has not been alone in all that he has lost and gone through in his senior 2020 senior year. knowing that every other 2020 senior has some of the same losses and the same fears that he has helped him to stay on the right course, to stay sane through all of this, and to keep moving forward. The encouragement, the love, and the support from so many wonderful people in our lives has been amazing. There have been so many people that have sent cards and of encouragement, and so many people that have, matter of fact, I'm still behind on thank you cards because there's just been so much that he has received all throughout the summer. And I'm so thankful for the people that have stepped up and given him the encouragement that he has needed. And God has provided so much that it was unbelievable what he experienced and the love of others. In the book for youth, A Better Broken for Youth, I stated, know that you are not alone in these battles that you are facing. My story is not the worst story out there, and your story is not the worst story out there. But it's my prayer that my story helps someone who is in great need and who is struggling with the same things that I did, and who is struggling with the same things that I might be struggling with right now, or you might be struggling right now. And then it says, please know that God is with us in our times of brokenness. He walks us through each phase of this life, of this thing that we call life. He walks through each phase of the journey that we call life. Let yourself fade in Him and allow for Him to shake you in a miraculous way. Give Him your broken heart. The Bible says in Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And it also says in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Remember, no matter what you may be going through at this moment, you are not alone. You have the Lord Jesus Christ, who is someone that sticks closer than a brother, as it says in Psalms 18:24. And remember that God is on your side. He is right there for you. That someone that is there with us, his name is Jesus, and he loves us, and he wants for us to trust in him and depend upon him in the hardest times of our lives. Live every day thriving, and then realize that you are not alone. God is with us in every battle that we might face. Then number three, another thing that has helped is that my son has used this time to either mature himself and move forward and try to take all the positives that he can to learn from the trials that they have been through and that we all have been through. You can either let things that happen in your life mature yourself, or you can sit back and sulk. Thankfully, my son has chosen to use this time to mature and prepare for his future. Before the pandemic, he had a desire to go into the music industry. He dreamed of traveling and playing for a band. After some time of basically seeing the traveling concert music industry on shutdown mode, he has realized that he needs a more secure job that he can raise a family with. I'm sure that there have been some of other young people who have had second thoughts as to what they plan to do with their lives as well. These kids, their eyes have been open to so much more than an average high school senior has been open to. And as adults, we still have moments in our lives where we have to mature. We have to move forward instead of sitting back and sulking in our own adversities. In the Buried Brokenness chapter of A Better Broken for Youth again, I stated, to be honest, there have been times that I have wanted to just throw in the towel and give up. Yes, I'm just as human as everyone else. When I have moments such as these, I think of men in the Bible like David, Paul, Jonah, and many others that have been through different adversities in their life. Some have even wanted to give up, to quit, and to no longer carry on as God would want them to. Each of these have tremendous testimonials of times in their lives where they almost completely gave up on God. Instead, they chose to continue on His path and in God's will for their lives. Men may persecute you, hurt you, and discourage you, but the God that I know is not a God of confusion. Satan is the one who causes doubt, confusion, and fear. I am thankful that my Lord does have a will for me. He has not given up on me yet, and He won't give up on you, as it says in Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And He wants for us to know, as He says in the scripture, that we should keep fighting the good fight. So many of us have facades on the outside, but keep pain on the inside, as I stated in this book. The truth is, and this is, that we all have brokenness or broken moments in our lives. Sometimes it's hard to pick up the broken pieces and give them to the Lord, but it is a must in order to be put back together and move on. When it feels like your life is falling apart, trust Him. You may not feel His presence at that particular moment, but He is there. Use this time and the season of your hard times that God has given you to mature and grow towards a better future. There are some losses, like the loss of a loved one, that we can never replace, but we can grow in Christ, we can lean upon Him, and we can allow for Him to build us up and to help us to grow in Him. So these are the 3 points that I wanted you to focus on today. No matter what you may be going through in your life at this present time, right now, remember that you need to live your life to its fullest. Remember that tomorrow or even the next minute from now is in God's hands. God will guide you every step of the way. And God, number two, remember that God is right there with you. You are not alone in the trials that you might face. God is with you. He is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He is right there by your side, friend. Remember this as you are going through hard times. Satan is trying to shake us and to break us, but we've got to give it to the Lord. Whatever burden it may be in our lives, we've got to give those burdens to the Lord and depend upon Him, trust in Him every day of our lives, and lean upon Him. And then allow for the hardships in your life to mature you, to grow you in God. Don't sit back, don't quit, don't sulk, and live in misery as Satan would want for us to do. And that is hard sometimes. I know I've been through some of the hardest trials of my personal life that I just wanted to do nothing but sit back and sulk and pout and cry because I didn't have my way. But that's not how God wants for us to live. He wants for us to thrive in our lives, and He wants us to live every day to our fullest. And that's not always easy, especially when you have physical problems or even mental problems. That's not always easy. But God wants for you to know that He is there and that we need to mature in Him. We need to grow in His Word. We need to trust in Him and to not fear, but to live in Him. God is right there with His hands open wide, waiting for us to come to Him. He's not going to force us to come to Him. He's waiting for us to run to Him. And sometimes we might tiptoe or we might walk to Him. But there comes a time in our lives when we have to stop and realize, no, I'm not going to tiptoe around this, or I'm not going to walk around this trial. I'm going to run to God. And He is right there with His arms open wide. I read something in my personal Facebook news feed that really helped me. And ladies, this is mostly for you. But as you can tell, I love to read and relate to things that I read. And I personally have gone through some things in my life. And I wanted to read this for you as well. It says, "Girl, you're not alone. You, the girl with a future full of unknowns. You, the girl whose normal feels like a distant memory. You, the girl who is just trying to keep it together. You, the girl who is doubting her purpose. Even though life feels very uncertain right now, God is with you and will never leave you. I'm so thankful for the promise that God is with us no matter what we may go through. Remember, you are not alone. Live each day to your fullest and learn from the things that God is trying to teach you. Mature yourself in the hard times that you are going through. All of our futures are unknown and are full of unknowns. In your hardships of life, grow and trust in Him. Grow in His grace and trust in Him fully." These thoughts come from some of the topics from my book, A Better Broken for Youth. My new book, A Better Broken for Ladies, has finally been released, and you can find more details about it on my A Better Broken Books and Jewelry Collection Facebook page. Please pray for me as I continue to listen to what God wants for me to share to you. And remember that no matter what you are going through in your life, God is still there for you. He loves you, and through your brokenness, no matter what it may be, you can be used by Him. When it seems like you're all alone, remember that you are not alone. As I close out this program for today, I want to again say a special thank you to the Lifted Authors Radio Network for allowing me to be a part of this wonderful organization, and a special thank you to Kayla Padgett and Tammy Polk for asking me to be involved in this program, and to my husband and family and children for their love and support. Thank you all very much, and thank you to all of you who are listening. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on this radio program. Have a wonderful and a blessed day.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.